Sometimes when I listen to a new podcast, I really just want to know the best episodes to listen to. Well, if that's you, I'm going to share some of my favorites and the top five highest ranked podcast episodes so you can go back and listen to ones that you missed. And so we can both celebrate. And so we can celebrate the top 10 most memorable moments from Fulfillment Therapy's first 99 episodes. Join me on the other side. Hey parents, welcome to Fulfillment Therapy. Do you want to raise your kids better and have a stronger marriage? Are you up late at night researching marriage and parenting tools and self-care tips? Do you start each day hoping for deeper connections and less chaos, but it ends with family arguments and going 12 different directions again? My name's Kendra, wife, mom, therapist, and growth enthusiast. It wasn't until I discovered how to fulfill my unmet needs that I was finally able to show up as my best self, as a spouse and parent. I realized that by meeting my needs, I could more fully meet the needs of my family with more energy and less resentment. In this podcast, I teach parents skills like boundary setting, prioritizing personal needs, communication, and claiming ownership. Just like my clients, you'll be shocked by the improvement in your marriage, parenting, and personal life when you focus on fulfilling your important unmet needs. Ready to prioritize yourself so you can quit mentally throat-punching people? Then grab those earbuds and head outside, and let's rock and talk. Welcome back to Fulfillment Therapy's 99th episode. Isn't that incredibly amazing? And I just want to say thank you so much for your support. I am not being trite here. I am not being insincere. I legitimately am so grateful for all of you that have sent these episodes to a friend, to a family member, whoever, or maybe you've posted it on social media. Also for those of you that have written reviews on Apple Podcasts or otherwise, all those things that you do make this possible, and I wish I could give you a hug. And if you're not a hugging person, I wish I could give you something else, whatever that might be. Well, within reason, right? Well, today I just wanted to celebrate that we're almost at our 100th episode. I didn't want to do this on 100 because, like I said before, I have something very big coming that I've been preparing for and so excited for, and it is just around the corner. Like I mentioned before, there are big giveaways. There are incredible, very likely once ever deals that I will give you just for our 100th episode only. And that is only going to last for a 48-hour window. So remember, listen to that one very quickly when it airs on April 1st, because you will miss those giveaways and the amazing discount if you do not listen to it that day. All right, I feel like I've hit that point enough. Hopefully you follow my advice and do just that. For today's episode, I am going to start out with giving you the top five episodes. And for the first year of airing, I'm actually 10 months in from when I first launched the show on May 1st. So 10 months in, this can be a little deceiving because I will share these. But for example, number one is my number one episode on Fulfillment Therapy, when everyone's very excited to see what's out there and what this is all about. And newcomers, they always want to go back and listen to number one. But then after that, they might go to the latest episodes. So it's a little hard to tell that first year exactly which ones are going to be fully the most popular, most exciting episodes. But that is number one. And for all of these top five, I will put them in the show notes. I will also put some others. So those top 10 that got a lot of positive feedback. I got a lot of comments on it and a lot of shares and things like that. So those will all be in the show notes and you can go back and listen to them. Number two was Speaking Your Truth, Using Your Voice to Heal Shame and Resentment. I loved that podcast episode. That was when I had Kenzie Evans on, and we talked about that one-up versus one-down relationship, on how we can unapologetically say no, and we can use our voice to express our wants and our needs, and live more honestly with that grace and that compassion. Again, access this in the show notes, because that is such an incredible episode, and I am very grateful for Kenzie coming on and talking about that with us. Our number three episode was with my sister, Abby Tate, and she shared how she applied the concepts from fulfillment therapy to help her navigate her challenges and find that clarity and that emotional healing. She talked about her wounds and her insights, and it was very inspiring and raw and real, and I distinctly remember that conversation, actually both of them, and feeling very touched and grateful for that vulnerability and that authenticity that they brought to those episodes. Our number four episode was our second one that aired, called The Cycle of Anxiety, 10 Tips on Leaning into Overwhelm, Normalizing Fear, and Finding the Courage to Grow. That does not surprise me at all that that was a popular one, because that is a topic most of my clients want to learn more about and is highly misunderstood. And every time I teach about anxiety, I'm surprised at how little we know. And unless we know more, it's very difficult to heal from anxiety and to know how to manage it and cope with it. So that is my number two. And I will give a little disclaimer here. Whenever I go and listen to podcast episodes and I start with their very first one ever, it's a little bit rough. And I think I did a pretty good job. I haven't listened to number one or two or three for a while. But those first 10, when I go back and listen to it, I still didn't know how to improve the audio quality quite as much as I do now, or the editing or different things. And it wasn't quite as natural yet. So if you would, give me some grace as you go back and make sure you listen to some updated episodes too, to see that growth, because sometimes I just feel a little bit insecure and a little bit amateur when I go back and I look at things. It's like reading a journal entry from when you were a teenager. Like, you want to cringe a little bit, but you also love that person. It's kind of like that. So I am also human. All right, number five. Also, very unsurprising. This one is about boundaries. It was called Creating Boundaries: How to Set, Enforce, and Maintain Them So You Can Stop Being a Pushover and Start Gaining Self-Respect. So that's kind of a mouthful, but massively important. For those of you that have listened to this podcast from the very beginning, you'll recognize that there are a few themes that come up in almost everything. And just off of the top of my head, I think it's boundaries, values, probably anxiety, mindset, fulfillment. There's just a few different ones that seem to come into almost every episode organically. And that indicates that it's a very important thing to address. Those were the top five. And again, I'll put them in the show notes. So just really quickly, we talked about fulfillment therapy, shame, navigating current trials, anxiety, and boundaries. Those seem to be topics that really resonate with people. And as I went back and looked through the list and the topics of things that I have talked about in those 99 episodes, I came up with my own list of the ones that were most impactful and the ones that I got a lot of emails or text messages or comments on social media about. And here are some of those quick rapid fire things. Faith journeys and taking away the shame of a faith crisis or a faith journey. Consuming less and creating more. I love talking about that. Stop shooting on yourself. Another one is cultural laws versus fence laws and the shame associated with that. I talked about blue zones, which I love studying that. The one that was just memorable to me is when I was in Costa Rica and I did one with monkeys in the background. That was cemented in my mind. Like, I wasn't sure if they were going to attack me and if I should be nervous or not, but that was a lot of fun. People really like when I broke down proper apologies and how to work through conflict, especially with your spouse. I also talked about grief. That one was tender and vulnerable to me, and connected with another one where I talked about my why early on in the podcast, when I talked about my brother passing away and how raw that was when I was first starting, because it hadn't happened that long ago. Another one that people liked that I really liked was humor therapy. That's number 45. And I'm going to have elements of that in episode 102. I feel like it's meant to be, since the 100th episode is coming out on April 1st, April Fool's, which just so happens to be one of my very favorite holidays. And one of the things I'm accused of more than anything else, accused of, that's quite the word, is being mischievous or playful. So you'll definitely see that in the next episode, I guarantee you. I also really love talking about the year in review and how we can live more mindfully in just a few minutes a month and a few hours a year. That was a very pivotal change for me, and that was the one either right before or right after New Year's. And it is something that I learned in podcasts that I listen to, and it has been life-changing. The same with goals, which I had some episodes around that right around the new year as well. I also talked about seasonal affective disorder, and a lot of people reached out to me about that episode because it took away the shame of what they had been experiencing and just thinking that something was wrong with them and feeling really terrible about it, not recognizing that it was seasonal affective disorder. Another one that I did not so long ago was about sexual abuse. I didn't share too much about my own story yet, but I did share a little bit about what one of my children had experienced and how raw and tender that was, and it still is for me. I loved talking about grit and Shackleton's expedition. I am still on that massive kick right now where I am watching so many documentaries. My favorite show right now is History's Greatest Mysteries on the History Channel, and I cannot get enough of it. I love learning about all of these things that they weren't able to figure out, and I'm just mesmerized. I just love it. As you've probably realized, I love a lot of things. I'm a very curious person. I also talked about power struggles and how that can be so challenging for parents, as well as shame. And how to shift your mindset from a victim mentality to an owner mentality. Again, these are all topics that really spoke to a lot of listeners, as well as clients and people on social media, and they were pivotal for me. They helped me change. Another thing I've really enjoyed about these 99 episodes is the unexpected personal growth as I've become my higher self, as I've leaned into doing something that I never thought that I would do. And I've been willing to be scrutinized. I've been willing to be critiqued and misunderstood and even hated as I put myself out there and doing it anyway. And how that has cultivated this inner strength that I wasn't anticipating. I also have discovered how much I love spending my days creating and teaching and leaning into my purpose, so that I can become a better wife, mother, and person. And that's exactly what I want for my listeners, but I didn't realize it would be doing the same for me in quite the same way that it is. Now, I have to be honest here. In some ways, I feel like I might have taken a step back, as I've sometimes become distracted with this. And truly, there are moments where this has become my God, in a sense, my idol, because sometimes I put this above other things when I'm really immersed in a project and I can become hyper-focused. So I try to take a step back from that and remember what I'm doing this for and remember my purpose. And I reevaluate, but I really try to do that without shame. And I just learn from that process and try to improve each day, like I encourage you listeners to do. Now, I cannot give this episode without a major thanks to the guests that have come on the show as well. Now, here are just a handful of them. Kenzie Evans, of course, she's come on more than anyone as a guest co-host, and that has been so much fun. She is a beautiful human. All of these that I have on the show are wonderful. But I've also had on my husband a couple times and Justin Roper. Those are the two men that I've had on. Like I mentioned before, I've had on my sister and McKenna Wadsworth, Jessica Winder, my daughter Lilia, my sister-in-law Sky Nielsen, Annie Hansen, and several Christmas guests that shared little snippets, and a few more. I tried to get all of them listed, but I hope I did not miss anyone. But for you guests, I am so grateful for your willingness to be vulnerable and real and raw and to share your insights with us. Now, we just looked to the past. Now let's look to the future for just a minute. I want to share a little bit of what's coming. In the future, I already have lined up a lot of other guests that are coming on that are podcasters like myself. And I'm doing this because they have a lot to share. They're amazing leaders, but also because I think it's really important to spread positive ripples as much as possible and to support people like this that are also trying to lift and inspire and counteract all the negativity that's in the world. So I'll have several of them on, and I'm really excited for them to share their insights with us. And I will also be a guest much more often, and that is underway as well. So I'll post some of those so you can listen to me on another platform. I'm also starting a blog that I will begin sometime this summer, and Pinterest ads. I am moving into Pinterest for marketing purposes to help get this out there more, to help more people. Courses are also coming, but even before that, there's going to be accountability coaching for groups. And what that entails is a weekly accountability meeting where you have a short training, usually between 5 and 15 minutes, on how to strengthen your families through personal growth. And that will help with your marriage, your family relationships, and your personal growth. So there's going to be a short training. And then there's going to be breakout rooms where you report on the weekly homework and how you did the week before and how you're going to intentionally improve moving forward. And it is so transformational. Things like this bring exponential growth because you are held accountable weekly and it just compounds, it builds upon another. So that will be coming likely in January. So stay tuned for that. Like I mentioned before, there's also that 100th episode coming up with those massive deals and all of those fun things just around the corner. And then in closing, we passed a while ago, but the 10,000 downloads as well as well over 100 five-star reviews. I could not do that without you guys, so thank you so much. And because of those things, and because of how many of you download episodes, there's all sorts of things in that algorithm. But on listennotes.com, which is a source that podcasters use to find out their ranking, Fulfillment Therapy is in the top 2.5% globally for podcasts. That is incredible because that happened all within 10 months. And by the time this airs, I'm actually 6 weeks ahead, a little bit more, as I try to prepare for all the things that are coming. So I am doing more episodes than usual ahead of time. This is likely much more than that. It might be much higher than that at this point. But in February, this is where it was. And that could not happen without you. So thank you again for sharing the word. I encourage you to go listen to those past episodes and to share them if they resonate with you. And whether or not you're a hugger or not, I'm sending you a virtual hug or a handshake or a big, huge thank you for all you've done. Thank you for celebrating 99 memorable episodes with me. I cannot wait for 99 more. Tune in on Monday for the most amazing, exciting, fun, crazy episode of all, number 100. Airing on April Fool's Day. Listen early because it will give you things you'll want to use. I'll see you then, my friends. Hey, friends. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, chances are someone else would too. Would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who's looking for greater family fulfillment? And while you're sharing, tell me what you think about the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. It refuels me when I hear this podcast is helping you, no matter what your house or your hair looks like. I'll meet you back here every Monday and Thursday morning for more episodes. Until then.